I'm excited to be here. I trust, hope, believe that you're excited to be here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just settle as we get set for a powerful time in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off this morning with a word of prayer. Before I do that, let's be expectant in our hearts. Hallelujah. Let's be ready and set to receive in the area of manifestation as it concerns health to His praise and glory. Father, we just give this time to You. Thank You, Lord, for Your presence in this place. So mighty, so awesome. Thank You, Father, for Your heart of love toward us. Thank You, Lord, for healing us, even as by Your cross. And I just thank You today, Lord, for tangible manifestation in the lives of the individuals here present. Such joy, such privilege, not only to be Your children, but to be called healed, because that's who we are. That's what we've been made. Thank You, Lord. We give this time to You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to start off this morning with a quick testimony. This was sent in. From time to time, I'll always get to mention our testimony sheets. Please continue to fill those out and provide that to us so we can get to share with the body. You'll find those around the building in various locations now. Up front here at the back. This week, those will start being where the materials resources are outside in the general area over there. You'll have some of these there available. Also, you can actually get to send those in by email as well. Isn't that cool? So, church email, mailbox at hotrockchurch.org, or quite simply, shown at hotrockchurch.org. That is S-E-U-N at hotrockchurch.org. You can send those in that way. Those in that way as well. We got this email, and I'll just share it with the body. I thought it was exciting. All I can say is this: prayer of the righteous avails much. I don't know when I noticed that the pain in my body, which affects me during this time of year, we know what time of year that is, right? The winter, the cold. Let's not get into that. At this time of year, left, but I do know that it is gone. A few weeks ago, I told Pastor Rose that I am staying in Michigan this year for the winter. She said, if God wants me here, then He would keep me free of pain. She prayed with me, and I noticed a few weeks later that I was not in pain because of the weather. But the amazing thing that has happened is the lump that was developing on my right hand has disappeared. So pain and a lump, done away with. It was very painful and sore. I just noticed that today, January 27th, 2019, when Pastor Rose asked me if I was still pain-free. Yes, I said. But then I noticed not only had I not thought about the body pain, but pain in the joints of my hands are also gone. Joint pains, gone. Says, this is not the first healing that God has done for me, but this is amazing for me because I had no expectations for this breakthrough. All I'm saying is, don't fret, don't worry, just hold on, and God will do things for you that you're not even thinking about. This was from Christy. I thought it was an awesome testimony. The power of God doing for you in that situation, in that circumstance, one, what no other power could do. Two, as she mentioned, just basking in His presence, just enjoying Him, not worrying, not fretting about that condition, about that situation. We'll talk more on that in continuation from last week. I found it interesting one example I love so much is when we call people, call folks up, our people, our members of our body up to receive prayer. And then they get up here. This happened last week as well. They get up here to receive prayer. And by the time the prayer team member gets to them, guess what? Whatever they were standing in line for, already taken care of by the power of God. Amen. There was such an individual here last week. She's not here today. I'll get her to share the testimony. That was Michelle. Here for pain, excruciating pain. And before ministry, said, oh, I just stood here. And as she stood there, the pain, the reason why I'm here, no longer exists. Isn't that awesome? Just powerful. Powerful. Last week, we saw how that a word from the Lord Jesus, a word from the Lord Jesus came forth in power and changed the situation in a man's life, turned that whole thing around for good. We were at John in chapter 5. You can turn our Bibles over there. Well, my message title, Fanning to Flame. John in chapter 5. How that Jesus, by asking a simple question, first off, do you want to be made well? This was a man lame. This was a man lame for 38 years, suffered debilitating disease and sickness, couldn't move, not with his feet. For 38 years in that condition, Jesus asked him a question. Do you want to be made well? And the reason Jesus asked that question was to awaken in that heart where hope had been stolen for all those years. Awaken in that heart, one, a desire for healing. Two, a pulse of expectation of a cure. Taken together, friends, all that Jesus sought was just a single spark in his heart, just to fan to flame one more time the dying embers of hope in his heart. Just a little spark. Do you want to be made well? And we saw, friends, how that based on the man's response, we saw very quickly that he had his hope of a cure, of healing, where? In the pool. And his response, sir, I have no man to put me in the pool, was in essence, if I could synopsize that or just frame it in some other way, do you want to be made well? His response, in a manner of speaking, was, yes, I want to be made well, but I don't see how that can happen. I don't see how that can come to be. I don't see it. It's been so long. Let me share that the thought about that from the Passion Translation. It says, when Jesus saw the man lying there, he knew the man was crippled. He knew that he was crippled. He knew he had been lying there a long time. He said to him, do you truly long to be healed? And that's the sense from the Greek. Are you in earnest? Do you truly long to be healed? Are you in earnest concerning your healing? This was his response. Sir, there is no way I can get healed. Why? Because there's no man to put me into the pool. There's no way. I can have the heart, I can have the, but there's no way. That was his mind frame. That was his thought. That was where he was at. And Jesus said something to him. He said, what? Rise. Take up your bed and what? And walk. And I shared last week how that this was an imperative command from the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus himself. Son of God, God himself here on earth. And I shared how that thought was not a meek, oh, rise, or a meek, oh, get up. Get up! Rise up! Take up your bed and what? And walk. Friends, the command takes into account, takes a hold of the done reality, or the reality of the done, and then does what? Speaks it out, issues it forth. Let me say that again. The command takes account of, takes a hold of the done reality, or the reality of the done, and then does what? Speaks it out. Issues it forth. The heart that hears this, hear me say this, friends, the heart that hears this and that believes in the truth and the validity of that which was spoken, of that which was said, of that which was shared, does what? Reaps the benefits in the area of manifestation. So it's not just your ears that gets to hear, but what? Your heart. What do I mean by that? I wish I could just break it down, friends. How many know, we'll get to this later, I'm jumping ahead. How many know Jesus, I guess I might ask a question. Did Jesus say anything or speak anything to the particular situation? As far as being crippled, as far as not being able to walk?
No.
Did he say anything in that regard?
No.
I'll repeat it. The command takes into account, grabs a hold of the done reality, and then issues the command, speaks it out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The message fanned into flame from last week is, if you like, still a review in that regard. It was just to encourage our hearts for those of us that are in a challenge as it relates to health, going through as it relates to specific symptoms, health issues, disorders, experiencing certain things, and those things have gone on for so long. That message was simply to spur us on, to encourage our hearts not to give up. Hope, not lost. Hope and believing, being sure, being certain of that which is yours in Christ Jesus, and standing on the truth of who you are and what you have received as it relates to healing. Not getting into that position where it just, the heart settles and says, maybe I'm never going to see a manifestation. It's been so long. His case was 38 years. Maybe 10 years, maybe 16 years, maybe 5, maybe just 2. However long it's been. Healing is yours. Healing is for you. Healing is for today. That's what you've been called to. That's you fully and freely receive that. It's yours for a purpose. To what? Richly enjoy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. This morning, I want to briefly speak on something I titled, as a follow-up to last week, Keeping a Glow. Keeping a Glow. And as I start off, I want to just take a principle. We're still going to be in John 5. Let's turn our Bibles to Romans in chapter 4. Just want to highlight a quick principle in that passage and continue on where we left off from John 5. Keeping a glow. Romans in chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read it from verse 16. Romans in chapter 4. From verse 16. Therefore, I'm just going to jump in the middle of this. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And this is basically speaking about righteousness being of faith, righteousness which is of faith. And then it was that whole passage was talking about how Abraham stood based on the promise. Let's read on. Next verse. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Let's pause there. That was a quick description. Not that that's the only description, because trust me, we could spend eternity trying to describe God's glory, his power, his person, his presence, and all of that stuff. I like it from the King James. Who gives life the things that are dead, and call it those things that be not as though they, what?
Were.
And that's a portion of scripture that, friends, every time I get in there and see that, there's a fire that burns in me to just add another clause in there. Who gives life to those that are, to things that are dead, and calls those things that be not as though they were, and then they are. And then they are. Whether you take that from creation, call it into being creation, whether you take it right from the beginning, call it right from creation or whatnot, but that's authority, that's power in manifestation. Giving life to the dead and calling those things that be not as though they were, and then they are. The conceptualization, the scene, Jesus took advantage of this in this scenario with that man. He didn't speak and say, okay, lameness or this crippled situation, be this, be restored. No, no, rise up. Why? Because already, understanding of authority, understanding of power, understanding of who he was and what he wielded, this situation in the sight of God is what?
Nothing.
Can we see this, friends? Can we have? I was going to say, can we have faith? No, because you have faith. But can you? What's the picture that you have of yourself in that situation, in relation to that condition? Remember what I said? The command takes into account and grabs a hold of the done reality in the speaking. Rise up. Why? Because it's done. Get up. And the man did something very simply. He did what? What made him get up? What made him get up? Why? How did he receive? What made him get up? Faith. Another word. Can we have another word? Another word for that. What made him get up?
He believed.
He trusted. That word came forth. That command was issued. And he did what? He responded in obedience. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Before I jump back to, just a quick thought. Before I jump back to John 5, we're at Romans 4, correct? Look at verse 18. Who, contrary to hope, in hope believed. Who, contrary to hope, the hope which he had based on what had transpired for 38 years was what? The hope of 38 years in bondage to this disease, illness, friends, had one scorecard. You know what that scorecard was? Hopeless. That scorecard was what? No hope. Lame, 38 years. No hope was the scorecard. So when we look at that passage, Romans 4, who, contrary to hope. So ordinary hope, basic hope, based on human thinking, or however you want to logicalize this, how you want to frame this. Look at what I'm going through here, friends. Look at what I'm experiencing here, friends. Look at what the symptoms are saying here, friends. Look at what my body is going through, friends. Look at what I'm experiencing in my physical situation, friends. Look how long this has taken. Look at all that I have tried. Look at all that I've been through. Look at all that I have taken. Look at where I still am. Where is the hope? Who, contrary to hope, the way you would see it? What was the response? Look at it. Who, contrary to hope, in hope, believed. That was the whole essence of fanning to flame from last week. Don't give up. In that arena, in that area of hope, in that area of believing, in that whole area of holding on, in that area of standing firm, don't give up. Or my little man might tell you, don't give up the fight. Don't. Is there a reason not to? You know what hope is from that passage and generally only New Testament, New Covenant, New Testament? Hope is not something just neither here nor there. It's not some wishful thing. It's not wishy-washy. It's not hopeless. What is hope? This is healing school. What is hope? We've touched on this severally. It's okay. Okay, it's an expectation. Expectation of good. What is hope? Looking for the Greek definition. You don't have to be exact, but thank you, Jan. An expectation. Yes, Theresa?
Believing against evidence of what is not.
Believing against evidence of what is not. Thank you, Theresa. Believing against evidence, what you can see. Yes, Anthony. Desire something with confident expectation of its fulfillment. Awesome. One more. What is hope? Did you have it? Lonnie, did your hand go? All right. Hope. Joy. Here it is. Joyful and confident expectation of eternal salvation and all that it entails. Now, of eternal salvation is where it stops, but basically all that eternal salvation entails, which is yours now, which is what I've shared in time past, we've shared from this pulpit, we've shared at healing school, teaching services, right here, right now. Not just for the sweet by and by, but joyful and confident expectation of good, which is yours, what? Now. As it relates to everything that has to do with salvation and the eternal life, eternal salvation, which is yours now. Deliverance, safety, preservation, healing and health. Which is yours. Which is yours. Which is yours. Now. Is that someone's phone? So your that's fine. Your hope, you didn't have to point the individual out. Praise God forevermore. Your believing for that manifestation, friends, does not cease. You don't stop standing in faith. You don't give up. Amen. You don't throw in the towel. Why? If you know that you are healed, which is anytime I stand here, that's something that I always try to hammer, because our minds can go in several, can go places, friends. Thoughts. But do you know in your heart, one, that you are healed. Two, that you are the healed of the Lord. So that, hear me say this, in spite of what you may see, sense, from your senses or whatnot, do you know that you know that you know that you are healed? So that nothing else in the area of circumstance can tell you different or can bring lies to play in your heart. Amen. All right. Let's get back to John in chapter 5. I wasn't going to teach Romans 4, but I just wanted to pick out that principle, couple of thoughts, that principle in there. Let's take a closer look at this man and the steps he took. We're at John 5. Steps that would not only affirm the truth and fact of the healing that he received in that moment, as far as manifestation was concerned, but that would ensure he kept hold of that healing he received, that manifestation he received, he kept hold of it in enjoyment. It's always crucial to understand this, friends. It's yours to walk in. It's yours to enjoy healing and health. So let's look at a few things that played out in this passage. We're at John 5, 8 through 11. Jesus said to him where he saw that, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." Next verse. And immediately, the man was made what? Immediately he was made what? Made well. Took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." Wow, okay. This is healing school, so I'm not going to necessarily jump into that, but that sounded funny. I'll tell you why in a moment. Next verse. He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and what? And walk." It's funny. He'd been in that condition 38 years, got healed by the power of God, and the Jews weren't interested that he got healed or that he was made well. They were interested in the fact that you're carrying your bed? You're carrying your bed? You're walking? What an irony. I'm like, oh, wow. Just to show you where their hearts were. But here's what's going on, friends. A few quick points. Number one. We're at verse 11. He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, take up your bed and what? And walk." He acknowledged and took ownership of the fact that what? That he had been what? Made well. He acknowledged it and took ownership of that. They're looking at him saying, "I'm walking, friends. I'm walking in obedience to his God's word. I'm walking in obedience to his word, to God's word here. Me walking after 38 years of being lame, me walking after 38 years of not being able to do this, is an obedience to the word, is what? Is a sign of my healing. I'm healed." Yes. Friends, I don't read this passage and see that man cower. I don't see that man being shy or being in trepidation or whatnot. They were here questioning him. There were implications for him carrying his bed and walking on the Sabbath. Well, he's like, "Guys, forget that. I'm walking. Can't stop me now. You can't stop me now."
That's it.
On the sands of time, it's too late. I'm walking. "He who made me well said walk." I'm walking. I bet you no one could keep that man down, hold him down in that situation. I imagine he was ecstatic. That was one. He acknowledged it. Two, he told people of what? His healing. He shared it. And we encourage that constantly here. Tell people about your healing. Share it. Why? It encourages others. Thank you, Joanne. Why? Blake?
It's a testimony to the power and the love of God. It encourages yourself.
Thank you. It encourages yourself. Friends, it reinforces this even in your own heart, in your own mind, in your own experience, in your own psyche. Put whatever word you want to put in there for you, your own benefit. Yes, Jessica? Hallelujah. God is no respecter of persons. What's done for one, done for the others. You can have, you derive encouragement in that. And it blesses you too. We don't know it enough that in sharing, oh, it was just a little migraine, share it. Oh, it was just a knee pain, share it. Hallelujah. It does wonderful things. Amen. For your mind, friends, for your, even for your heart. Potency. John 5, 12, verse 12. John chapter 5, verse 12. Then they said to him, who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk? Who's that man? But the one who was healed did not know who it was. Did you see that, friends? Not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Verse 14. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple, and said something to him. We'll talk about that real shortly, but why was he in the temple? Teresa? Was the Sabbath? Why was he in the temple? Hallelujah. Praising God, Mary. Okay, to tell of a healing. Yeah, to tell the priest of the healing manifestation, what had occurred. Anyone else? Anyone else? So, to give praise, thanksgiving, testimony, testifying of what had occurred, what had happened, healing which took place. To magnify the Lord, to give thanks. It was the Sabbath. Also what? To hear what? To hear what? To listen to what? The Word. That was custom. That was customary. The reading of scriptures there. This man had been bound for how many years? In that time, did he have that opportunity? Did he have that? Was that open up to him? See, here's a quick thought I want to share here, friends. Hear me say this. Sometimes, in the area of healing and health, when we chase after and desire and follow after and seek a healing manifestation, sometimes we see results. And guess what happens after that? Guess what happens after that at times, friends? Okay, but I'm talking about in the experience. What happens after that? In that person's walk. Thank you, Thomas. What happens in that walk? All of a sudden, friends, we find at times that the fervency in the spirit does what? The things that, oh, you know, chasing after, oh, I'm studying the word, oh, I'm reading, oh, I'm praying, I'm doing all of that. And then you get that manifestation. Glory! Praise God, I'm healed. And then afterward, what? Just like, okay, I'll just go on my merry way. I'm in the world. I'm working. I'm chasing after this. I'm looking for that job. I'm looking for that contract. I'm doing this and doing that. What happened to fervency in the spirit, in things of the spirit? We're not supposed to let that dwindle down. We're not supposed to let it. It's lifestyle. It's relationship with who? With God. With who? The Father of spirits. With who? Jesus. Sometimes it serves as a pointer, friends. Oh, you're looking for something. You get that something. Then what's next? It's lifestyle. It's conversation. It's your conduct. It's relationship with God. Amen. Where's your heart? Thank you, Lord Jesus. This man, friends, he remained in earnest. That was the third point. He remained in earnest. And encourages us as well. Many in this room have had so many victories in area of healing, in area of health. And there's more that we're looking to. It's important that you give God praise, give him thanks, and don't relent. Keeping the word. Keeping the word. Because you know what, friends? Another time, a little symptom comes around. Something rises up in your heart, rises up in your mind. Doubt wants to creep in. Oh, did I really receive
Oh, did that really happen? Oh, yes, but it happened. Oh, did it really occur? How can we remain in earnest? That's to us now. You as an individual, how can we remain in earnest? Because here's my word to you, there's no slacking off. We can't do it. We can't. Why? Beyond healing, we can't. Why? Because we are in this love relationship with God. It's communion. It's fellowship. It's oneness with Him and in Him. Keep God's word ablaze in your heart. How? Keep God's word ablaze in your heart. Remaining in earnest. You've received? Keep His word there. You're seeking, believing, standing? Keep His word ablaze in your heart. Studying the word. For example, 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show yourself approved. Okay? Another version says, be diligent. So you're not only studying, but you're being diligent even in studying God's word. In reading, in studying God's word. You're diligent there. There's there's diligence in that. By meditating His word, 1 Timothy 4:15, meditating His word. Pondering over, having that secure in your heart. Meditating His word. Keeping His word in memory, a third point in that regard. Why is this important as it relates to the word, friends? Why is this key in your relationship with God? Why is this important? We say this over and over, but why is it important? Why is it vital? Who said that? Thank you, Judy. We forget. As humans, we tend to forget. You know why? Why do we tend to forget? Yes, Gail? Because we're bombarded by the world outside, negativity, and all that goes on out there. We forget. That's why. Anyone else? Thomas? We take it for granted. Teresa?
Because we're in a war.
We're in a war. Amen. It's important to get the word in your heart, friends, and to keep it there. Keep it in memory. It's key. Why this is important is, as you just mentioned, the world struggles for that. Put it into your heart until the reality and the validity of the truth of it seeps in and does what? Expels all that fear. I'll tell you three D's, quick D's. The doubt, the defeat. All that stuff gets expelled. All that gives rise to fear. Oh, you've seen another thing. There's another bump all of a sudden. Oh, wow. There's no fear in that. Proverbs in chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. We won't go there. Proverbs in chapter 4, verse 20 through 22. Keep the word before your eyes. Keep it in your heart. Make sure it's central. Don't forget it. Share it. It says it's health to your body. It's medicine to you. So you accorded that pride of place. You accorded the importance which truly belongs. Health to your body. The word ablaze in your heart in this way drives out, expels the fear, expels the doubts, drives away doubt, defeat, discouragement, which can sometimes occur based on the length of time we've been going through that situation or circumstance. And we know of a fact, friends, Romans 8:15 remains true. Remains true. You've not received the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. That's not your lot. That's not your portion. Well, you've received what? Spirit of what? Of what? Sonship. Whereby we do what? We cry what? Abba.
Father. The last verse in this portion tells us that the man, when Jesus found him, time will not permit me to get into that, what Jesus said to him there in that regard, but the last portion says he went back to the Jews and told them that it was Jesus. He reinforced that. Jesus made me whole. Libby, was that a question or a thought? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Friends, I want to share lastly what, in this situation, what I have done and what I do. I was going to have us read Psalm 103. This is 1 through 5. But time won't permit. I'm going to call for the prayer team members shortly. I want to share how I read that verse, that portion, as it relates to myself, as it relates to my healing and my health. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgave all my iniquities, who healed all my diseases, and heals them by his power in manifestation, who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things so that my strength is renewed as the eagles. Friends, part of not forgetting his benefits is doing what? Is telling of his goodness, sharing. Would the musician please come forward? I don't know who that is this morning. And the prayer team. Is sharing of his goodness. And not just to people, friends, but personally, when I do this, I speak it to the Lord in thanking him, in magnifying his holy name, in just giving him praise. Oh, Father, I just thank you. I just glorify your holy name. I just give you praise for who you are to me and in me, all you've done in my life. So great salvation and all that that entails. You are truly to be magnified. I just give you all the praise. Friends, I don't start talking about, oh, how you parted the Red Sea and how the walls of Jericho fell and how water came forth from the rock and great and awesome manifestations in the past. But when I relate with him, I begin to share the things that in my own life personally, and I want to encourage you this morning, friends, to do the same. Don't just healings take place. I mean, manifestations of healings occur so often in our lives, and sometimes we don't even notice. Sometimes we don't even pay attention. Sometimes we forget to even give praise and thanks to him. Sometimes we just go on with life because we're so involved that way. Father, I just thank you. I glorify your holy name. Your love abides forever. Saved my life from imminent death, so great a death. You delivered me and doth deliver. And then you begin to just mention situations and circumstances. Is it a car wreck where people died and so many traumatic experiences? You just begin to list those. Heart issues. Oh, when they said, I had a heart attack, but you said no, Lord. Your right hand of righteousness delivered me, set me free from the midst of that situation. Here I am, whole, healed, delivered, prospered. I just give you praise, Jesus. I just magnify your holy name. I just adore you. You just get lost in the Holy Spirit. Just get lost in the Holy Ghost. I choose to get lost in the Spirit. Giving him thanks and praise. And there's stuff that it does to my heart. And I tell you, friends, I walk free of those things, of those pains, of those infirmities. You walk free. Is there anyone here this morning in need of a manifestation of healing? I'd like for you to just rise up from where you are. Just rise up and just make your way forward this morning. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. God is here. God is in this place. And the last thing you want to do is put a tag on that and say, oh, it's just... That's something that the enemy utilizes in trying to rob you of that which is truly yours. It's not just X. It's not just Y. Make your way forward this morning boldly. Don't say, oh, I've received prayer already. Do you have faith in this regard? Can you believe the word of God as it relates to you? Today's your day. Come forward boldly this morning. And I promise your life will not remain the same. Father, I just thank you for this time. I just give you praise for your power in this place, for your presence in this place. So tangible. Thank you, Lord, for healing manifestations. Because your thoughts towards your children, towards us, are thoughts of good, constantly, always. Thank you, Father, for just providing healing even by your cross. Thank you, Father, for tangible manifestation here and now. Thank you, Lord, for healed hearts and minds in this place. Thank you, Lord, for emotions that I just gotten hold of based on grace, based on your life, eternal life. I give you all the praise, all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just adore you. In Jesus' name.